Lake Effect brings you conversations about what's happening in Milwaukee and the people, places, and organizations that shape our community. This is Lake Effect Spotlight from WUWM, Milwaukee's NPR. Live at Lake Effect is our music series featuring artists performing in the Lake Effect Surf Shop in Shorewood. We brought the Lake Effects together, along with Visionary Studios, to showcase local and nationally touring musicians. Today we have Milwaukee musicians Amanda Huff and Steve Peplin. The duo have been longtime collaborators and bandmates since 2017, known for leading the experimental jazz septet, Strangelander. Here they are performing their song, The Star and the Lantern.
All right, this is a tune called The Star and the Lantern, which is going to be the title track of the second Strangelander full-length record.
far along your minds. If you want to be my lover, you will have to find the star that burns in the night to cut the long, long souls before the darkness gets too deep.
Hi, this is Audrey Nowakowski from Lake Effect on 89.7 WUWM Milwaukee's NPR. We're here at the Lake Effect Surf Shop in Shorewood, along with Milwaukee musician Trapper Shep, who's my fellow Live at Lake Effect co-producer. Hello, Trapper.
Audrey, how are you today?
Doing that, so well, especially after hearing what we just did.
Yeah, that was a high-quality musical performance, if I have ever heard one, from Amanda Huff and Steve Peplin. We are here in the Lake Effect Surf Shop. You have shook this place up. Thank you for being here, both of you.
Yeah, absolutely.
Thanks for having us.
Amanda, when did you realize that you had this monster voice on your hands?
I think when nobody told me to shut up. I don't know. I don't really have any formal training, so a lot of this was just like, you know, singing in the shower, singing in the car, singing in my bedroom, and you know, I didn't get stopped, so it just kept going.
Well, I love that kind of natural growth and just keep going because no one told you otherwise. And you initially came to Milwaukee to study at MIAD for painting. So can you talk a bit about the intersection between visual art and your music and what that means for you personally?
Yeah. I mean, I think like I ended up pursuing art because I was a real artsy kid just doing all the weird stuff. But I always wanted to do music. I just think that because I didn't know anything about it, I didn't think that I could get into a school for it. So I just kind of did it on the side and found out that that was actually really nice to have constant, no rules for music, rules for art. And I could, you know, build my own parameters by cross training those two fields. It was really nice just to be steeped in creatives. I found that to be really inspiring for my music back and forth.
And Steve, you are a bit of a Milwaukee guitar god. I'm just going to say that. You played with everyone from the Milwaukee Symphony to De La Buena. And today you are wearing a lot of hats. You are playing the tambourine on your foot. You are whistling with your mouth, playing guitar. And also you have a really cool contraption that I've never seen before with your guitar pick. Can you explain that briefly? Because in all my years of playing music, I've never seen someone take out sandpaper with their guitar pick before they've played.
Well, the sandpaper thing is probably born of laziness. You don't have to use as much force to drag the pick across the string. It creates like an abrasive rosin violin bow kind of thing. I was just trying to sound like Miles Davis. Every time he plays a note, it's got sort of that little noise before the note, and that's kind of what I'm going for.
And you've recently put together a book. Can you talk about that?
Well, I wrote a book called Sound Traveler's Atlas, which Amanda actually proofed. And it's kind of just a really weird music book that's kind of focusing on the motives behind being a creative person rather than technical ephemera. Like, you know, why Beethoven used a 5-7 or whatever it is. It's more about training and disciplining your mind and trying to stay inspired. So many of my students at MATC and Lawrence seem like they're struggling to be inspired, and I'm just kind of going for that with that book. Thanks for mentioning that.
Mm-hmm. Yeah, so can you talk about that line between technicality and feel and how you approach that with your students?
I feel that music is all about the feel, the feeling. It's like a Starbucks cup. Nobody cares about the logo. It's what's inside of it that matters, you know, and the music is like the cup. Mm-hmm. And if it doesn't have the feeling, all bets are off.
So, Amanda, you've had to be a musical chameleon in certain ways, and I know you've lent your voice to a few commercial and film projects. So, you know, we're kind of speaking of how being around creatives of all different types helps feed you. So can you share a bit about those experiences, and do you have any other interesting projects in the past or things coming up that lend itself to that?
Oh, gosh. Yeah. I think, you know, I also really like to wear many hats. You know, you kind of wake up every day and put a different one on, see how it feels. I really like getting into character play. I find so many different types of music exciting. And so I tend to bounce around different projects. It can get a little confusing sometimes when you're trying to contextualize who you are specifically. But I think, like, at the end of the day, if I can find a way to put myself into each of these boxes, that's like an even bigger, harder win. I do have a lot of exciting projects coming up, though. Some of them I can't speak on yet, but you know, anyone who's looked at my past work, there's something more coming. But right now, my main focus has been my band, You Win, doing stuff with Strangelander again, and I have a new solo project that I've been doing called Lila Realm. And I've been teaching myself how to do my own production to kind of take my voice back into my own hands. And that'll kind of be the debut, whatever that looks like.
We can't wait to hear it. Amanda Huff, Steve Peplin, two incredible Milwaukee talents. Thank you for being here today.
Thanks for your kindness.
Yeah, thank you.
That was Milwaukee duo Amanda Huff and Steve Peplin joining us for Live at Lake Effect. Be sure to head to WUWM.com and our YouTube page to see them performing three original songs in the Lake Effect Surf Shop. Milwaukee musician Trapper Shep and myself are the executive producers of Live at Lake Effect. Sound engineering is done by WUWM's Jason Reavy. And thanks to our friends at Visionary Studios, a local advertising agency, for filming and editing this episode. New episodes of Live at Lake Effect are released monthly, and be sure to catch up on our past episodes featuring the Cactus Blossoms, Willie Carlisle, Buffalo Nickels, Abby Jean, and plenty more. You can find more interviews like this one by visiting WUWM.com/Lake Effect. And while you're there, subscribe to the Lake Effect Spotlight podcast.